It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We will be talking with Wisconsin Secretary Designee of the Department of Health Services. Andrea Palm is here in just a bit. What questions do you have for her about how the state health department is responding to COVID-19? What do you want to know about how the state tests for and processes possible cases? Is your health care facility adequately stocked with medical supplies? Where do you see gaps? Bring your questions, your situation right now. We're at 800-642-1234. But first, Wisconsin has a series of elections in the coming months, and the issue of election meddling continues to come up for the state and local officials who are in charge of running these elections. New reporting from our partners at Wiscontex takes a look at web security practices by local governments around the state. They found encryption and cybersecurity falling short. Will Cushman is associate editor of Wiscontex, and he talked with WPR host Keely Baltina.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Elections Commission and its relationship with local governments. What concerns are happening here?
There are a whole bunch of concerns. First, listeners may be aware of recent action by the commission where they've basically threatened to expose several communities, like half a dozen communities in the state, who are operating their systems with insecure devices, whether they're operating on old software that's not being supported any longer or other things. It's not totally clear. So that they're keeping those communities out of the Wisconsin voter registration base until they update their software or their devices or whatever. To promote security, exactly.
Sure. So it's all under this umbrella of how do we make sure that our elections are safe and that they have integrity. So you have identified really two main problems when it comes to elections websites, those websites that report the unofficial results the night of the election. And one of them is encryption. What is encryption?
Exactly. Encryption is really basically it's essentially, you're scrambling information that's being communicated between a website server and website visitor. And it's scrambled while it's being relayed between the server and the website visitor. And then it's unscrambled when it gets to you. And so what that does is it can keep out potentially malicious actors who could snoop on that connection otherwise and see those communications, or in some instances even reroute website visitors to dummy websites, which is the primary concern.
I get it. So if we're talking and we don't want other people to hear, if they're standing here between the two of us speaking, they would be able to have access to it because we are not in a secure environment, that sort of thing.
It's called a man-in-the-middle attack by cybersecurity experts, and there are a whole bunch of different reasons why a hacker might execute a man-in-the-middle attack, a whole bunch of different ends. In the case of unofficial election results that are reported on county websites in Wisconsin, the main concern by cybersecurity experts is that a man-in-the-middle attack could basically quietly, without the knowledge of a website visitor, reroute that visitor to a website that looks virtually exactly the same as an official county website, but maybe reports inaccurate information.
So all part of misinformation, the concept of like meddling with elections here, without being secure in HTTP and then the S, the secured websites, they're vulnerable to this.
Exactly. Yep. And that's a good point. So yeah, encryption is, or website visitors will be able to tell if the website they're visiting is encrypted with that HTTPS encryption very easily, usually on the upper left-hand corner of a browser, like in the left-hand corner of the website address bar. There will be like an icon of a padlock that ensures you that your connection is encrypted.
And what did you find in your analysis of local government websites that, you know, dealing with HTTPS?
Yeah, so there are 70, and I should say I only looked at counties for this because they're the ones who operate these websites that report unofficial results on election night. And so 13 of Wisconsin's 72 counties currently, or as of yesterday when the report was published, our report on Wisconsin was published, 13 counties did not use the HTTPS encryption security on their websites.
Okay, so those are potentially more vulnerable than other websites to
To these man-in-the-middle attacks, exactly.
We're talking with Will Cushman, who's the associate editor of Wiscontext, about his reporting into election security when it comes to websites. And the other aspect of this element of security is the concept of .gov websites. We hear a lot of .coms, .nets. We've got WPR.org, but we're dealing with .com. Why do security officials want local governments, those county governments, to move to .gov websites?
The basis for my reporting is actually a report from McAfee, a cybersecurity vendor. They published a report in February that highlighted the use of HTTPS, so encryption security, as well as the use of .gov in a domain web address name, as two ways that county websites can, or any website that reports official or unofficial voting results, could beef up their security. And the reason for the .gov, it's basically that the federal government vets the use of .gov domains. So if you want to use a .gov domain, you have to prove that you are a legitimate government entity. All those other domains, .com, even ones that seem more official like .org or maybe even .us, which a lot of counties use, anyone has access to those domains if they can pay for them.
So other people could register that aren't the county and make it look like that. But with a .gov, you are really pretty much guaranteed that this has been through the system and that this is the official website.
Exactly. It's really a cue to website visitors that this is a legitimate entity. It's not necessarily more secure than using another domain. Its value is in the cue to visitors.
And what does your analysis show about the number of Wisconsin counties using .gov websites?
Not very many use them. Only 14 in the state currently use them. So 58 counties do not use .gov domains. I've, in the course of the reporting, spoke with officials at a few counties who are looking to make the move to .gov pretty imminently, but not all of them are.
What about election officials in the state? When you talk to them, what are they most concerned about happening if counties don't go in the .gov and the encryption direction?
Wisconsin Elections Commission, they're really placing a higher priority on moving over to the encryption, so the HTTPS. They said that they also recommend moving over to .gov, but they're not placing such a high priority on that. It can take quite a while to get vetted by the federal government. I've heard anecdotally maybe even like a year or so. So that's not as critical of a concern, especially since it's not a direct security issue. It's more about just making sure that people can really fully trust the results that are reported on election night.
And that's a really important point. We should be completely clear. We're not talking about hacking of actual voting machines or the votes, but we are talking about vulnerabilities in how governments report the votes, right?
Exactly. We're not talking about vulnerabilities to physical elections infrastructure or to the state's voter registration databases or anything like that. This is really all about making sure that citizens in the state are able to fully trust the unofficial election night results. So the results before they're canvassed and certified. And really, ultimately, we want to just the purpose of this is to reduce kind of like the potential for election night chaos. Robert Mueller, the special counsel who investigated for years the 2016 election interference in the by the Russian government in the U.S. elections, found that a primary objective of that interference was to just sow discord and distrust in our democratic processes. And so this is a way that objective could be accomplished without actually hacking the voting infrastructure in the state.
And if it is a campaign of misinformation, if counties are somewhat vulnerable because they haven't taken these steps, what is the reason that counties might not move in that direction? You mentioned time and effort.
Yeah, time. At least moving toward the encryption security, there doesn't seem to be a great reason to not do that. This has been a known best practice for years in the business community. It's standard practice. I actually talked to a cybersecurity expert based here in Wisconsin. He's a professor at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. And he said he was really surprised to see that there were any county websites that aren't using the encryption security yet. He called it kind of scary, basically because it could point to larger security holes behind the scenes. And actually, the Elections Commission does provide funding, grant funding, and technical support for making the move to that encryption security.
Will, do we know what other states do? We know that Wisconsin has counties report this information. Is there any move toward anything else?
Wisconsin is unique in that regard. So Wisconsin's election administration is uniquely diffuse. Municipalities are responsible for administering elections, and then counties are responsible for that election night unofficial reporting. They work closely with the Elections Commission, communicate closely with them on election night, but there is no central authority who is reporting those unofficial results, and that's not the case in other states. So it really is all the more important to have those county websites in Wisconsin be as secure as possible.
All right, Will, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Will Cushman, the associate editor of WisContext. He was talking there with WPR host Keely Baltina this week about his analysis of the web security practices of all 72 counties across the state. You can find his full report at wisconText.org. Coming up, we have Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm taking your questions on COVID-19 and how Wisconsin is preparing for the global pandemic. What do you want to know about who qualifies for testing? Have you been denied a test by your healthcare provider? Were they adequately equipped to rule out coronavirus? What do you want Wisconsin's top health official to know? Phone lines are open right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's talk with the head of DHS right after this news update on the Ideas Network.